Good morning. Today we have a fascinating Chol HaMoed question. Somebody emailed me the following question, and a few days ago he said that I've recently gone off on my own, started my own quasi-investment banking business, doing deals, raising funds for clients, arranging loans for clients, and he said that things are converging. I'm also raising funds from outside investors, and coming up to Chol HaMoed, I have all these transactions going and these large possibilities that can, in fact, be life-changing for me. What are the limitations when it comes to working on Chol HaMoed for the following? And he listed out four things. Number one was there's a Zoom call that has been scheduled with a very significant potential investor. This is with somebody who is a very active investor, and it's very difficult to get on his calendar. It's not like I can just switch it and expect to get another opportunity to speak with him in the near future, and it's on a very time-sensitive basis having this call. That's number one, having a phone call with colleagues in my industry. We are trying to work on a certain transaction together. They have very limited availability, and we have a very tight timeline that we're working on to get a large deal closed. I would not be losing any money, meaning it's not like I would be coming out of pocket and losing money, but I would be foregoing a significant upside. So that's the question. It would even be life-changing upside, have a huge impact on my career if I can get this deal closed. Number three is, how about calls with lawyers, other advisors in regard to structuring these transactions? And number four, not calls with advisors, etc., but writing and sending emails relating to fundraising or the transactions he's involved in. So in general, he's not going out to plow the field and work the field and pull tomatoes out of the ground and harvest grain and stuff, but he's having phone calls and emails and conversations dealing with business. So in halacha, there is an important distinction between somebody incurring a loss. That would be the definition of a davar ha'aved. It's not that I'm going to forego a gain, but a davar ha'aved is incurring a loss. If somebody doesn't show up to work, they'll get fired. That would be incurring a loss. Losing your salary, that is incurring a loss. That someone who is foregoing a future gain, that's not coming out of pocket, and that would not be permitted on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, we're permitted to work if it's a davar ha'aved, but not what is called miniyat revach. Miniyat revach is if I don't do it, if I don't work, I am not going to earn a profit. So we are lenient for financial loss, but not for minyas revach. So this is an important question. This would apparently fit squarely within the category of minyas revach. This is not a financial loss. This is foregoing a gain. In Kipshuto, it should be usur. Nonetheless, I asked Rav Yitzchak Breidowitz this question, and he said that we tend to be makel on phone calls, meetings, and email, even though they are technically malachas, but because they don't involve physical exertion. There's no tircha, there's no physical exertion involved in them. We sit at an office, we have meetings, we put in calls and emails, but nonetheless, even though we tend to be makel on these non-exertive activities when it comes to work, nonetheless, we should only be makel, says Rabbi Breidowitz, if there is a significant detriment, if it's going to be a significant loss, a significant foregoing of a gain, then there is a basis to be lenient when it comes to phone calls, meetings, and email. But if it's not going to be a significant loss, if it's not going to be a foregoing a significant gain, if it's not going to be a significant detriment, then there would also not be a basis to be lenient even for phone calls, meetings, and emails. Have a wonderful day.